Each summer, the Creative Discovery Museum welcomes a visiting exhibit, and this summer, we visit the Land of Oz. Shannon Johnson is the Director of Exhibit Development and took me on a tour of Munchkin Land, the Emerald City, and beyond. This Wizard of Oz exhibit, I see faces straight out of the movie.
The exhibit is based on the movie, so the movie was based on Baum's book, of course. What you see in the exhibit is straight from the movie, so you'll see lots of images straight from the movie, and then there's also little movie moment messages that parents and caregivers can talk about with kids. Some kids have seen the movie and some aren't, but it's a great nostalgic exhibit, and we've had great response to it so far.
The first thing you see when you come to the second floor of the Creative Discovery Museum is a pair of ruby slippers.
They're not the originals, but they are a limited edition numbered reproduction of the real ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore in the movie. So they're really wonderful. Actually, our staff's been asking what size they are.
They look like they're well-maintained where you can't get to them.
Yeah, they're in a case, but they're really pretty. And it's interesting then to watch the movie because they do, I mean, they're exactly like what Judy Garland wore.
You start off in Kansas, and it's not the black and white Kansas of the movie. It just looks like a regular farm.
It does. It's not the sepia tones of the movie, but it is a little less color than as you then move into Munchkin Land past Gale Farm. All of a sudden, it's all these wonderful sherbet colors, and we have a yellow brick road that you can walk down and a rainbow arch that you can play with, and then all these little munchkin houses that have wonderful little activities in them. So you're kind of moving from a drabber color into a bright color, but no, you don't turn black and white in that area.
You also get a chance to meet the scarecrow and to groom a lion.
You do, and there's also an activity in the belly of the Tin Man. And one of the also kind of wonderful things, more for adults than kids, but there's a lot about science of illusion in the exhibit. So some of the movie moment message points are talking about the character traits and how the lion didn't realize he was courageous, but he really was. And the Tin Man didn't think he was caring and had a heart, but all along he really did. And the same with the scarecrow. And that he had the trait that he had all along. And so that's a wonderful thing to talk about with kids and kind of these illusions of sometimes you don't think you are what you are, and talking about character traits with little kids. And then moving into that kind of with the idea of illusion, there's a lot of different types of illusions with science in the exhibit. So we have the science of light, and there's prisms and kaleidoscopes. You can ride a bike and make a zoetrope move and make the witch move around in the zoetrope. And then there's some wonderful activities with mixing light and also creating a wand moving to make the wizard's face show up.
So we're standing in the Emerald City right now.
In the Emerald City.
And there is this amazingly fun object in front of me that has dials and it has brightly lit colorful buttons and switches and such. What does this do?
There's lights and sounds that you can make. You can talk into it and it sounds like the wizard. It was fun. I watched the movie the other day and it actually looks just like the area that the wizard was behind the curtain. So there is all these gauges that kids can punch buttons to make them light up, and there's gauges and it looks just very similar to what you saw in the movie. So you can make lights and make it light up and make sounds like I'm about to do. And then you can talk into it. It makes your voice sound like the wizard's voice.
So what do you sound like when you're talking like the wizard?
Do you want me to try it?
Yeah.
Welcome to Oz.
I can see children spending a lot of time just doing that.
Yeah, our staff has had a lot of fun with it too, but it's fun to see what kids will say into it. And there's actually another exhibit where you sound like a munchkin. So if you talk into it, your voice sounds, you come out sounding like one of the munchkins, which is really fun. Because kids love to hear their voice, and especially when it's modified, I just think that's exciting to them.
Now we have the horse of a different color here. How do the children change the color of the horse?
It has knobs, so you slide, and it talks about color mixing. So there's different light bulbs, a red, a green, and a blue. So kids can make the slide the different gauges to make the horse turn different colors, which is really great. Light color mixing is a little different than like paint color mixing. So this gives us an opportunity to talk to kids about how different colors and light mix to form different colors.
So what happens here at the castle?
The castle's been one of the favorite areas. It's actually a big climbing wall. So there's a spider climb. Kids can climb into the castle and traverse a climbing wall. There's a slide. There's a case with the witch's broom, so you can turn the light on into that, and it has sound as well. And then there's also a crystal ball, so you can look out as the witch would look out and see over into Munchkin Land and into the Emerald City. And kind of have a skewed perspective, and you can look back into the crystal ball too, which is kind of fun.
So all of the major elements if you wanted to relive the movie.
Exactly. So you start in the very beginning of the exhibit has some information about the movie and a movie reel, so you can kind of get the storyline if you're not familiar with it, and you see the ruby slippers that we talked about, and then you go into Gale Farm, and then from the farm into Munchkin Land, and then at the end of our gallery you have the Witch's Castle and Emerald City. And lots of sounds and nostalgic. It's been really fun. The colors are really great, too. I love how the exhibit looks in our space.
Well, it's not only bright colors, but there's a bit of sparkle here and there as well.
It is. Emerald City, of course, had to sparkle green. The exhibit was licensed by Warner Brothers. Miami Children's Museum created it. Warner Brothers was very specific about the colors and the look that they wanted to really represent the movie. And we're very fortunate, too, to have it. This is the 75th anniversary year, so the movie turned 75 in August. So we'll have it here for its 75th birthday, which is a lot of fun. So we'll have all kinds of activities throughout the summer that will be on our website at cdmfun.org. And we also have a lot of character appearances throughout the summer. So if you want to come meet Dorothy or the Scarecrow or the Lion, check our website and you can come see them in the exhibit and get your photo taken.
I think yesterday I caught a glimpse of Glinda the Good Witch.
Okay. Did you get your picture taken?
I missed my opportunity. So how long will the exhibit be here?
It's through Labor Day.
And it's part of the regular admission.
It is. So pay your admission and you can see the whole museum, including our special summer exhibit, which is Wizard of Oz.
And how does Shannon Johnson's Munchkin voice sound?
Come see the Wizard of Oz at the Creative Discovery Museum.
The Wizard of Oz exhibit is visiting the Creative Discovery Museum until September 1st. Learn more about the museum online at cdmfun.org.
For WUTC, this is Rabbit.